Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I'm Prophetess Lou. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Our new devotional is out with our new memory verse of the week, which is Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18 and 10. That's the memory verse for the whole week. We get a new memory verse every Sunday. Verse of the day is Ephesians 4 and 22. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupted through deceitful desires. Ephesians 4 and 22. Our subject, are you pulling your trash? It's about 7 minutes long, so you can go look at that if you have time. Also, remember, you can also contact me about any of your prayer requests on any platform. If you would like to, you can definitely send that through surrenderministries.info.org. It's a chat room or a chat box. Well, it's a chat box. It's not a chat room, but it's a chat box. You click it, you put your name and email address, you be able to talk to me as much as you like. Any prayer requests, you can send them through Facebook, Instagram, even email. This Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm going to start sending out the Bible challenge of the week, of the month, and the monthly prayer. If you are interested in having either one of those things sent to your email address, I'm not a person that will spam you with a whole lot. You can send me your email address. I will email you just that one thing or two items. If you would like the devotional sent out to you, you can send me your email address. You will just get that from me. I don't spam people mailboxes. I don't like when mine do it, so I definitely won't do it to yours. Or you can go to Surrender Ministries and you can sign up for that. You just put your name and email address and it will do it every morning about 8, 9 o'clock. When I have to send them, because I have an email list of over 200 people, a texting list of over 500 people. And when I do it at 12 in the morning, 3 in the morning, because I have so many to send out. So it's up to you. Just let me know. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Father God, thank you for today. Father God, we ask you to forgive us if we are unkind, if we're uncompassionate, if we're unloving. Father God, forgive us. Help us to be what you have called us to be. Help us to put on righteousness. Father God, help us to choose righteousness today. Father God, a lot of times we get up and we choose arguments. We choose being angry. We choose being any kind of other way but holy. And Father God, we ask you today, help us to choose holiness. Help us choose righteousness. Help us to read your word and understand it, Father God. Every day we get up, we go back and forth over the dangerous highways. We might run into someone that tries to push our buttons. Help us not to be pushed. Help us not to look at what they're doing. Help us to ignore what they're doing. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. Father God, we ask you, we thank you for your righteousness, your mercy, your grace, Father God. We thank you for the air you've given to us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every opportunity, Father God. We thank you for opening up opportunities and closing ones that we don't need, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us through our week, Father God. It's such a long week, Father God. We have to deal with different people. People have to deal with us, and sometimes we can be a certain way, but Father God, help us to be what you are. Help our identity in you reflect through our actions. Father God, help us to be a beacon of light. Watch over people that are lonely, suicidal, full of anxiety, full of depression. Father God, we ask you to cover those people from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, we ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of suicide. Rebuke the spirit of depression, anxiety, rejection, lustfulness, pridefulness, gluttony, perversion, Father God. We ask you right now, Father God, to remove those things off our hearts, sickness and disease, Father God. Remove these things off of us, Father God. Help us to stand and be what you have called us to be. Help us to stand and be more Christ-like, Father God. Help us to love, Father God. Help us to love our neighbors, Father God. Father God, help us to read our word more, apply it to our lives, Father God. Help us not just to read the word and do like James says, we're like a man that comes to the mirror and forget what we look like. We forget what we read. Father God, help us when we read the word, that we eat the word of God, that we partake in it, Father God, and that we fully comprehend what we're reading. And Father God, that we apply it to our lives and that we be doers and we're able to teach others. And Father God, actually watch over people that's in different parts of the world that can't read that word. I read the other day that they have somewhere in one country where they can't say the name Jesus. They can't read the Bible out loud. They can't be shown, they can't be seeing holding a Bible. Father God, I actually bless and keep these people that's in those different cities and places, Father God. I actually watch over the governors and the mayors and the government in these different parts. And the governors and the mayors here, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over these people. Watch over the military that's over there in these parts, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over the hungry and the thirsty, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless them and keep them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over people that are broken on the inside, Father God. And so many people are broken on the inside, Father God. They don't know what to do, Father God. They don't know what to say. They don't know where to go, Father God. And they feel lost in this world, Father God. Let them know that they're not lost, Father God. Let them know that they have you, Father God. Let them know that they can pray and call out to you, that you hear them, Father God, and that you're near the brokenhearted, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch anyone that's motherless, that's fatherless, that lost a brother, lost a son, Father God. I ask you to watch over these people, Father God. Touch their grieving heart, Father God. Father God, I ask you to change their ways, Father God. I ask you to help them through it, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over the people that's in jail right now, that's wrongly accused, Father God. I ask you to watch over the confused, Father God. Diffused and confused, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over the parents that are struggling to raise their kids, Father God. We ask you to watch over these teenagers, Father God. They're out doing whatever they want to do, Father God. I ask you to calm them down, Father God. I ask you to give them strong parents to tell them no, Father God. I ask you to give these children understanding that they must obey their parents, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to watch over the person that's struggling to pay their bills, Father God. Watch over the people that's having financial issues, Father God. I ask you to touch the people that are having financial issues that's listening to this podcast, that's reading the devotions, Father God. I ask you to watch over the different jails and hospitals that I send to, Father God. Touch each person and read the devotional, Father God. Help them change their lives, Father God. Father God, help this world to realize there's a place called hell and you can go there if you don't straighten up, Father God. If we don't walk the straight and narrow, Father God, that's where we're heading to, Father God. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to cover them in your blood, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help them through it, Father God. I ask you to help them to choose wisely, Father God. I ask you to help them choose you, Father God. I ask you to help them put down the blunt, Father God. Put down the liquor bottle, Father God. Stop having these illicit moments with people that don't mean nothing, Father God. Father God, I ask you to change their heart, Father God. Change the person's heart that's over there, that's holding all this bitterness and anger, Father God. Help them find the root issue of what's going on, Father God. Touch the woman or child that's dealing with different moments that they keep living in their head, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch the brokenness that's in this world, Father God. Because broken people always wind up having this bitterness and this anger and this rage, and they're holding it, Father God. And they're holding it against anyone, Father God. And I have this wall up. Father God, I ask you to touch this wall that they have built around themselves to protect themselves, because in their mind, they feel like it's protection, but really what they're doing, they're carrying around spirits, Father God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of bitterness. I rebuke every spirit of malice. I rebuke every spirit that's coming against that person right now, Father God. Right now, they don't see it as a spirit. Right now, they don't see it as a disability. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, help them to shake the chains and the yokes that the enemy tried to put up against them, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch them right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch the woman that's dealing with hurt, Father God. I ask you to touch the man that's dealing with an abusive attitude, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch anyone that's dealing with an abusive attitude, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now. I ask you to watch over them. I ask you to release that spirit that's on them. Father God, I ask you to help them have the want to let go, because we can pray. The thing we can do is pray. But if they're not ready to let go of the attitude, if they're not ready to go to change, we can't make them change. But Father God, we know you can not make them, but we know you can show them the way. So Father God, you show them a way. You show them a better way. Father God, help them have a contrite heart. Help them understand we only got one life to live, and we need to live it walking in you and not walking away from you, Father God. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our prayer to month, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase in my life. Please bless me in all my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire, Lord. I take take every authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name, and I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Remember to read Proverbs 28. Give me a quick second. I forgot my notebook. Remember to go back to Saturday's noonday prayer, and you will see the list that we had last week. It's all of this on there. Remember to pray for self-control, boldness, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that's dealing with poverty, climate control, and swine flu. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.